From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has met to consider condemning North Korea, known as DPRK, for its latest missile tests, one of which landed inside waters that are part of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Boro Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This is a totally unacceptable action on the part of DPRK. There was no warning whatsoever. We see it as a grave violation of certainly the resolutions of the Security Council that have been passed before, but it is certainly a major, major problem for the security and safety of our region.
He appealed to the Council for unity, urged it to send a strong message to Pyongyang, and expressed hope the Council would act soon. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States continues to believe that our response to North Korea's destabilizing activities is stronger when the international community remains united.
He said the U.S. is not only reaching out to its allies, but other countries like Russia and China to convince them such tests are destabilizing. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has reportedly taken an early lead as vote counting from municipal elections continues. Pre-election polling suggested the ANC, plagued by a weak economy and allegations of scandal, could be in political hot water in key governments. Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu cast his ballot Wednesday.
It is a dream to know that one can vote in South Africa as a black person. It's fantastic, and I hope everybody will want to use their vote in the right way.
With a quarter of the vote counted, the ANC held 50% of the ballots to the opposition Democratic Alliance's 37.34%. This is VOA News. A woman was killed and five other people wounded in a knife attack in central London late Wednesday. Mark Rowley is the city's assistant police commissioner.
A 19-year-old man was arrested shortly after 10:39 p.m. and is currently in police custody at hospital. Early indications suggest that mental health is a significant factor in this case, and that is one major line of inquiry.
The attack has not yet been ruled out as a terrorist incident. The stabbings occurred near the British Museum and University of London. Although the official opening of the 2016 Summer Olympic Games in Rio is Friday, competition began Wednesday with women's football. Host Brazil defeated China 3-0. Sweden shut out South Africa 1-0. Canada bested Australia 2-0. Germany hammered Zimbabwe 6-1. The U.S. beat New Zealand 2-0. Eight men's matches are scheduled Thursday. Off the court, the Court of Arbitration for Sport announced Wednesday there will be no Russian weightlifters at the Olympics, rejecting the country's appeal against a ban imposed by the sport's governing body over doping violations. The fight over the Syrian city of Aleppo continues to rage as government-allied forces backed by Russian airstrikes push back against a new rebel offensive. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry accused rebels of using a toxic agent against civilians in Aleppo that killed 7 and sickened more than 20. The White House said that a $400 million payment to Iran about the time that five Americans were released from detention was not a ransom. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
What I will say is that the United States, under President Obama, has not paid a ransom to secure the release of Americans unjustly detained in Iran, and we're not going to pay a ransom. If there are Americans who are unjustly detained in Iran, we will make a case regularly through some now established channels with Iran to advocate for their release.
The five Americans were freed in January in exchange for seven Iranians held in the U.S. The payment, Earnest said, was to partially settle a decades-old dispute over an aborted arms deal. President Obama said with the prisoner swap and nuclear agreement, it was time to settle the financial dispute, but he did not disclose the $400 million cash payment, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. Burundi has rejected the proposed deployment of up to 228 UN police to monitor human rights abuses and bring calm to the East African country. A government spokesman said the deployment would violate the country's sovereignty. Nigeria's Boko Haram insurgency has named a new leader. Abu Musab el-Barnawi was named as governor for West Africa in an interview in the group's newspaper. He said Boko Haram has received new recruits and will win back territory it occupied in northeast Nigeria. The publication made no reference as to the fate of the previous leader, Abubakar Shekau, last seen in a March video. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.